Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about smart ways to grow your money. Today, we're diving deep into Itaú Unibanco, ticker Itube, one of Brazil's biggest financial players that's been showing real strength lately. Let's kick things off with the big picture. Itube has delivered solid momentum, up over 81% in the past year, and nearly 173% over 5 years, outpacing much of the regional banking sector. With a market cap around $86 billion and shares trading near 7.84, this isn't just any bank stock. It's a story of disciplined execution in a tricky macro environment. Itaú Unibanco Holding offers a full suite of banking products and services to individuals and businesses across Brazil and internationally. Founded way back in 1924 and headquartered in São Paulo, the company now employs nearly 100,000 people under CEO Milton Maluhy Filho. It's a subsidiary of IUPAR, but operates with real independence, focusing on retail banking, corporate lending, credit cards, and wealth management. What stands out is how diversified it has become, which helps smooth out earnings even when one area faces pressure. On the revenue side, the numbers tell a clear growth story. Fiscal 2025 came in at 384.6 billion reais, up sharply from 325.8 billion the prior year and 306.6 billion in 2023. That consistent climb reflects stronger financial margins and expanding loan books, despite some headwinds like early dividend impacts. The company has leaned into higher yielding segments while keeping credit quality in check, which has supported top line resilience even as Brazil's economy navigates restrictive policies. Earnings have been equally impressive. Net income reached 44.9 billion reais in fiscal 2025, translating to EPS of about 3.97, compared to 41.1 billion and 3.82 the year before. Return on equity sits near 21.7%, which is outstanding for a large bank and shows the premium execution everyone keeps talking about. Recent quarterly results, including a strong first quarter of 2026, highlight continued profitability with managerial net income rising 10% year over year. Expenses are up, but efficiency gains are helping offset that, and the underlying trends point to resilient earnings growth even from a higher base. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets have grown steadily to over 3 trillion reais, with stockholders' equity around 204 billion. The company maintains a solid capital position while returning cash through dividends that currently yield about 8%. Operating cash flow turned positive and strong in the latest year at 129 billion reais, supporting both lending growth and shareholder returns. Key ratios like a price-to-earnings around 9.9 and price-to-book near 1.2 reflect a reasonable valuation for a business delivering these returns. From a valuation standpoint, Itube trades at a forward PE that compresses nicely into the mid-single digits over the next few years based on analyst estimates. That discount to its historical average feels attractive given the 20-plus cent ROE track record and conservative guidance that still leaves room for upside. Compared to peers, the stock justifies a premium because of superior credit discipline and execution, though investors should watch Brazil's interest rate path closely. Now for the SWOT breakdown. Strengths include diversified revenue streams and best-in-class profitability that continue to widen the gap versus domestic peers. Weaknesses center on exposure to Brazil's volatile macro and rising operating expenses. Opportunities lie in digital banking expansion and wealth management growth as the middle class expands. Threats involve potential regulatory tightening or adverse policy shifts that could pressure margins. Overall, the positives outweigh the risks for long-term holders. On the performance chart, the stock has been on a tear, up 5% in the past week, 27.7% over 3 months, and 43.4% over 6 months. Momentum looks healthy, and recent upgrades to buy ratings from analysts reflect growing optimism around earnings prospects. Short-term moves could see some volatility around rate decisions, but the longer-term uptrend remains intact. For intrinsic value, I want to be upfront. Standard DCF models aren't the best fit for banks because their business revolves around deposits and loans rather than classic free cash flow generation. Still, running the numbers with available projections gives us a useful reference point alongside more appropriate metrics like PE, P DPB, and dividend discount approaches. Using conservative assumptions around loan growth and net interest margins, the model points to a fair value range comfortably above the current 7.84 share price, supporting the idea that the market hasn't fully priced in the sustained ROE advantage. Layering in the dividend discount lens with that 8% yield and steady payout history reinforces the undervalued feel for patient investors. Wrapping up, Itaú Unibanco stands out as a high-quality bank with strong execution, attractive valuation, and real momentum behind it. If you're building a long-term portfolio with emerging market exposure, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.